InshaAllah, my sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for every Marini Mimarazi Sheyuchiu. This is Moshe Bishdina, Baraitzo Moshe Mordechai. I can get the bus of Chaim Tzvi, Vacholanil Vimeleha. We learn the meaning of a Bikur Dalit Yamim, a Pesach Mitzrayim, a Pesach Doros, the Gemara in Pesachim 96a, Ben Bag Bagoyim, and Island Tamich Tam Bikur Dalit Yamim. I didn't know the carbon tum requires bikur. Bikur means that you examine the carbon for a mum. How do you know that you need bikur 4 days before shechita? Shenemar tishmu lakav li b'moy ad ulalam rabbi elachem lishmeres adavarsa amar lan ton bikur dalad yam koydim shechita afkan ton bikur dalad yam koydim shechita. So we have this limit over here that just like the tamid, just like the Pesach, where it says mishmeres, and mishmeres teaches us. Mishmeres teaches us that you need bikur arba yamim kodem, because you're taking the animal arba yamim kodem, and part of that is doing bikur. So by the Karban Pesach you need bikur arba yamim. So too by the Tamid, where it also says a lashon of tishmeru. So you have a gzera shava of shamar shamar, shmir shmira, shmeres tishmeru. So mainly you need bikur arba yamim. So it's learned from Pesach Mitzrayim. Just like Pesach Mitzrayim requires Bikur, because Mikro Be'eser, it's taken on the 10th, and it's slaughtered on the 14th. So to the Talmud requires Bikur. We also say there that Pesach Doros requires Bikur, and it is not excluded from the word Hazeh, as Mikro Be'eser is. It says Hazeh, only this one. Because the Gabe Pesach Doros, we have a different Pasuk. And that pasuk is Va'avadta es avodah hazos b'chodesh hazeh. And we darshan shi'u kol avodas chodesh zeh kazeh. That all the avodas of this month, meaning all the avodas l'doiris of Pesach, should be kazeh, like Pesach Mitzrayim. So just like Pesach Mitzrayim, there's Bikur Arba Yamim. So to hear also by Pesach Doros, there's Bikur Arba Yamim. So Kumtais from the Gemara, Talmud requires Bikur Arba Yamim Kodem. Pesach Mitzrayim, it's learned from Pesach Mitzrayim, which requires Bikur Arba Yamim Kodem. We have another pasuk that tells you that Pesach Doros also requires Bikur Arba Yamim Kodem. We also say in Erechim 13.2, 13b, Menachos 49b. Ein pochsin meshish atzlaim amavukarim belishkas atzlaim. Kidei l'shabbos v'lishem tovish Rosh Hashanah. You now that have less than six goats that are mavukar, they don't have a mum, 4 days before shechita in the lishka of the tlaim, in the sheep chamber. And why six? Because you have to have, and this is 4 days before shechita, because you have to have two for Shabbos and for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So two Shabbos, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, comes out to six altogether. Right? Two, four, two, and then 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is four, six. So again, you see the sinyan of the Talmud requires Bikur Arba Yamim, and so too, where it's derived from Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Sukkah 42a. If somebody shechts a tamid that is not have bikur done on it, kilchasoi b'shabbos chayiv chatas. He's chayiv chatas. He did an isur daraisa, af chil Shabbos, rachmana litzlan, but tzorich tamid acher, and he needs another tamid. And so you have to do bikur on the tamid, otherwise no good. And that comes from the Tosef, the Psachim, Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. However, in the Tosefta and also in the Gemara, it is not clear if when one shechts a tamid that's not mevukar, that he's chayav echatas, is that dafka if you find a mum afterwards, and therefore he's chayav echatas because the carbon is pasalak rava al tbal mum, shchita shelo tzarich, because he should have done bikur, or it means that even if it's found to be a tam, even if it's found to be a tam, he's still chayav echatas, because the din bikur is a din v'chaleis be'etzem ha'karbon. And if it lacks bikur, it's a psul in etzem ha'karbon. And a karbon without a ma'isa bikur is pasul la'akrava. And therefore he's chayav echatas, even if it's found out to be a tam. Zemaridika chakira, even if it's found to be a tam, maybe he's still chayav echatas, because he didn't do bikur. Bikur is a chalais. In the old Zerua, in Hilchos Pesach, Resh Tezayin, he writes that it's mistaber, that bikur is not ma'akev. However, Tosis in Sukkah writes mefurish, v'afilu nimtza tam, chayav chatas, because it requires bikur arba yom koidim shchita. Wow! So the Zerua says the bikur is not ma'akev. Tosis in Sukkah says it is ma'akev. If he doesn't do it, he's chayav chatas. And then the Oroz Arua says, he brings down a dead, afilu nimtza tam, di yis beimum lo tzricha lemeimah. Ma'akach de bikur ma'akev. So if he writes first, mistaber, it's not ma'akev, then he says that no, it is ma'akev, because it's pashut. The Gemara doesn't have to tell us that he's chayav echatas if it has a mum. That's pshita. So the chiddush is, even if it's a tam. So says Hagoyin Rabbi Simcha Elberg. Rabbi Simcha Elberg was the great, late, great editor of the Hapardes Torah Journal. So his articles appeared in the Hapardes, one of the great Olav HaShalom, one of the great historical Torah journals of the 1900s. And when he was Nifter, more or less went out of circulation. So here's a six volumes of Shalmei Simcha, where he afterwards he published many of his articles from the Hapardes. So he says, V'yesh li zbainein, he never had children, so it's a special schus to learn his Torah, that he should be remembered. His lips should be moving in the keber. V'yesh li zbainein, sharei nira pashut tuchol adin bikur, hum yishum achshash dun lahari, the whole din of bikur is al tchshash mum. We're concerned that there's a mum, and therefore it's pasul akrava. And if somebody shechts a bal mum, he's over on a lav, like we see in Tmura 6b. And whenever we find bikur in the Gemara, Rashi, and the Rishonim write, it's al tzmum. Menachas 49b, Ein pochasin, mishisha tlam mavukar and Rashi, mavukar and beloy mum, tzitzach levat kishleye ben mum. I'm just giving all these examples that bikur is al tumum. The Rambam Perush Mishnah Yisrechem 13b mevukarin shebikur oisam upishpishu bemumin lachin oisam l'shchita. Again, mum. As mikol anal mevo'ar, shetachlit, what's the tachlis of the bikur? And we should know if the animal is a tzmim or not, if it has a mum. How can you tell me that if it doesn't have a mum, he's chayav echatas? If it doesn't have a mum, it glayim ifsum el mosel ha'mafreya, that it was beseder. Ube'emes, Tosis who writes, that even if it's found to be a tam, is chayiv chatos is very difficult to understand, as is asked by the Abayis Tamarim and also the Yeshuas Malkoi by Hagoy Mikutna in his Hagoyis and the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Why? Because we see in Pesachim 71b, Shachtu v'nim tzabal mum chai, Rashi writes, the shergi chuvelo anus, the havelei l'vekure. So if it's found to be a mum, he's chai v'chatas, when you're only chai v'chatas if you do something b'shergi. So Rashi writes, he's shergi, but he's not oines. Why? Because he should have done bikur. So somewhere where he shechted without bikur. And nevertheless, it says, only if nim tzabal mum is chayiv. But if it was Nimsa Tam, he'd be Pater. And this is talking about somebody who shechted on Shabbos. So if he shechted on Shabbos, he's only over, he's only Chayav Chatos if it's a Baal Mum. Just in the Rambam will miss this halacha. That Sheikh Eitam Shem Bevoker B'Shabbat Chayiv Chatas. But our Kolpan, we have a kasha from Tosis from the Gemara. Tosis wants to say that Bikur is Makif B'Dieved, and even if it's found to be a moment's puzzle, so if even it's found to have a moment's puzzle, even if it's found to be a Tamitz puzzle, even if it's found to be a Tamitz puzzle, how do you explain the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara in Pesachim says that he's only Chayav v'chatas if nimtza mum. He's only Chayav v'chatas if it's found to have a mum. But if there's no mum, then he's beseder. So came before the Shaila. How can Tosfos say that it's ma'akev b'di'evet, even if there's no mum, even if it's a tam? We see the Gemara d'Afrika if it's found to be a baal mum. Mi'iri in Sukkah, b'ito gamken kisferas at Tosfos, that even if it's a tam, he's chayav v'chatas. And he writes, afilu nimtza tam la'achar shchita pasul, משום שהרבה מומן יש שאין להם בדיקה לאחר מיסה שסימנם עשויים לשתנוס. This far is that if, you know why if it's time after Misa he's chayiv? Because the simanim of blemishes can change after Shechita. And we're choshesh there was a mum before the Shechita. So in other words, the Meiri's issue was with that there was a mum. Tosfos says that even if it's a tam, he doesn't care. Tosfos holds even if it's a tam, it's ma'akev. The Meiri says, no, it's not. Only if it's a tam, it would be beseder. We're just concerned, even if it looks like a tam, that maybe it had a mum. And so writes the Rashi Mishantz in the Torah's Kehanim and Vayikro, Shela'achar Shechita Ein Lo Bikur. However, Tosfos writes not like the Svar of the Meiri. Tosfos says that Nimsa Tam is Chayav Chatas. And he doesn't say the Svar of the Meiri that because it really might be a Baal Mum. No. He holds that the Bikur is Ma'akev B'dieved. But then why is it only Chayav Chatas if it's found to be a Baal Mum? If it was Ma'akev B'dieved, then if you shechs on Shabbos for that Bikur, it should be Chayav even if it's not found to be a Baal Mum. Now, Tosfos in Sukkah writes that even if it's found to be a mum, even if it's found to be a tam, if one didn't do bikur, he's chayav chatas v'shechzer on Shabbos, because it's tam bikur dal yom kol m'shchita. Why? Why? Because Beperek mishaya tame yalfa migzera shava. In other words, why if somebody shechts a tamid she'ena mavukar and nimtza tamis chay v'chatas? Because we learn bikur and gzera shava from Pesach Mitzrayim, and therefore if he shechts without bikur, even if it's found to be a tam, it's pasul and chay v'chatas. But it's mashman tosis that we learn bikur from somewhere else. We can say only if it's found to be only if it's found to be a balmum, then it's going to be pasul. But what's the svara? Why does it matter that you're learning a dafka from here, from this Gezeirah Shavah? If the whole word is that you have to look, you have to make sure there's no mum. So if there's no mum, so then everything should be okay. If it's a time, everything should be okay. Tosa says, no, it's not okay. Even if it's a time, it's not okay. Why? Because you learn from this source. But if you learn from another source, then if you find it to be a time, then it would be okay. My high. And the MS, we do have other limudim. We have other sources for to tell you that you need bikur. Zeloshen atoros kohanim. That learns it from the pasuk tamim yakrivenu. That it says legabe ola. We also learn legabe tamid. Tam Yakrivenu, Yivakrenu, Vyakrivenu. So we learn Yakrivenu, Yivakrenu. Amar Rav Yosi, Shemati B'Sheichei Tamid, She'en HaMavukar Chayiv Chatas, V'Yavi Tamid Acher. Because he didn't do Bikur. Rashmi Shantz writes, Tamim Yivakrenu, Vyakrivenu. Me'achar Shetzarot Lios Tamim, Imken Kiluksi Vyakrivenu. Since it has to be Tamim, so it's like it said Yivakrenu. So you learn Din Bikur from the Pasuk about Tamim. There's another Tam Yakrivenu that it says by Ola. And we learn from there, Shemati B'Sharchei Tamid, that's not Mavukar, that he's Chayiv B'Chatas. We have another limud, Tosef, the Perakei D'Psachim. Learn Tmimi Yuv and Eskehem, Kshem Uvukarim and Tmidim, Kshem Uvukarim Enam Tmidim. So we have other Yalfusas. And Tosis in Sukkah says that no, only because we learn from this Yalfusa, Bikur is Ma'akev. But if we would have other Yalfusas, then the Bikur wouldn't be Ma'akev. So here you have other Yalfusas. So Tosis would hold according to those sources. Tosis in Chazal, our Midrashim, the Midrashim Torah's Kohanim, Tosefta. So Tosis say that it's only Ma'akev according to our Gemara, but not according to those sources. Another kasha is called bikul umishum psul demum. Asks Hagoyin Rav Elberg Zitzal that every bikur is al psul mum, and not psul acher apoysel sakar ben akraba. Right? We said it. The bikur is because we're worried about mums, like we saw in so many different sources. Ibazoi, we have a kasha and one opinion in the Yerushalmi in Pesachim 9:5. Some people work from 9 to 5. Some people learn Yerushalmi's in Pesachim. Perek Tes Halacha Hei. De'ein mum posel b'Pesach Mitzrayim kevin she'en lemizbeach. Yerushalmi, it says, v'is tani ein dukin v'tavlul and poislam. But these are different mumen. These mumen are not poisel. Why? There's no mizbeach in Pesach Mitzrayim. No real mizbeach. The Gemara says that the lintel, the mashke from the Shtei Mezuzos were like mizbeach. So to the Tosefim Pesachim Perikhes Pesach Mitzrayim Lanu B'Daket Havlunin. So if the whole din bikur b'tamid v'chem b'Pesach Toros is learned from Pesach Mitzrayim, and the bikur is only out psul mum, hurry, there is no psul mum in Pesach Mitzrayim. So it seems that the din bikur is not tolerating psul mum. We have all the sources that it is. We have our work cut out for us. So my request of you is that you stay with me And Mirat Hashem, we are going to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So we've already seen Neflos Baruch Hashem, Bekashis, but not be Yishuv HaDvarim. We still have to get the Yishuv HaDvarim. We want to understand the sugya. Okay, so thank you for listening, and Amir Tashem Belina there. Anachnu Namshich b'Shiur Haba b'Sidra Hazot v'Ani Modeh Lechem al Hakshava. Shalom, shalom, Ahuvai, Yedidai, Moray, Rabotai.